After 13 months of broadcasting, MAR, Merseyland Alternative Radio, is splitting in half. We're going to have an MAR on a different frequency, not very far away from this one. And next weekend there'll be another station on 266 metres in the medium wave band. So the station is developing a bit of a... what can we say? Yes, a little bit of controversy over the last month, 5 weeks, and the station is splitting in half, which can only be really to the benefit of the general public and to the listeners who have followed MAR and Pirate Radio on Merseyside throughout, well, not just the last 12 months, but many years before that. So MAR is splitting in half as from next weekend. We'll be on a different frequency, and there'll be a station on 266, so you'll have the choice of two stations, as well, of course, as Radio Jackie over there in Liverpool. So I think we've got one more record to go. It's 5 to 5, and I'd like to play this one because it's a favourite of mine, The Sound of America and Ventura Highway Clock. That's it, actually. That's all from the daytime service today from Merseyland Alternative Radio. We're back with you next weekend on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. The sounds on 266 haven't finished, though. They're going right away through till 10 o'clock this evening. And the MAR postal address remains the same. It's 72 Millhay Heights, Morton, Wirral, Merseyside. So, from the people who've made MAR possible today, from this side of things anyway, Colin, Martin Green, and myself, John Dwyer, until next Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. It's a very good afternoon from all of us. We are now closing down, although there's another transmission starting up in about 1 minute from now. And Alternative Radio, 266 metres in the medium wave band, the sound of free pirate radio in the northwest of England. From us, it's goodbye. It's now coming up to 5 p.m.
Super Sunday, have a big fat ball.
Everything super!
S'est déroulé devant les bureaux du Premier ministre à Jérusalem. La question culturelle fait partie des conséquences de l'enseignement de l'évangéliste. Les problèmes sociaux ont aujourd'hui une dimension mondiale, la question des frontières, qui a invité les publics à se préoccuper davantage de la misère du tiers-monde. Quand José a signé l'horreur de la Deuxième Guerre mondiale, il a dit espérer que la conférence sur la coopération des sécurités en Europe renforcera la paix en se fondant sur les pratiques.
For you, into the Mike Stan Show on this Sunday afternoon at 5:04. Comes from Japan, and it's one of two singles going out for the price of one. And the title track of the four single package, in fact, is a thing called Gentlemen Take Polaroids, a thing which I'm particularly partial to doing myself, I must admit. 2 hours from me tonight, 5 till 7. I'm back after a week and a half layoff, and quite a lot to tell you this afternoon, so not so much a normal show from me, but more an informative thing. One or two changes are being made at the moment on 266, so I'll be explaining all about that between now and 7 o'clock tonight. Before that, a little bit more music. A track from David Bowie. While I get myself together as to what to say to you all. We'll be staying on 266 in future, but we'll be using a different name as from next week. More about that later. This is Teenage Wildlife. First one from Bowie tonight, and a track from the album Scaredy Monsters, track one, side two, a thing entitled Teenage Wildlife, dedicating that to anybody who's into Bowie, as I know quite a lot of the people who listen and correspond with us regularly are. So a track from you. As mentioned a few minutes back, we're completely untogether this weekend as we're going through a massive transformation, and over the past couple of weekends we've been sort of really busy trying to get ourselves sorted out, splitting into two stations in fact. But that will be gone to in more detail during the next 2 hours. We'll be staying on 266. The majority of the lads who have been broadcasting over the past year, with the exceptions of one or two, staying on 266, but changing the name. And that'll be all sorted out before next Saturday, when we will return on 266 under a new name, and the shows will continue as normal. Also, I've got quite a lot of letters that were sent to me over the past 2 weeks, and I'm hoping to try and at least name check the majority, if not all of them, in the 2 hours tonight. So if you have written to us over the past couple of weeks, then I'll be trying to get round to your letters sometime tonight. But what I'll also do is try and play a lot more music in the 2 hours than normal, because while music is playing, they're all still here in the studio behind me. I'm trying to get some sort of what are we going to put out, some sort of public notice that we're compiling at the moment as to what is exactly happening. So that will be all dealt with anyway between now and 7 o'clock. We are continuing, of course, until 10 o'clock tonight, so 4 and 3/4 hours of music left to go from 266 Ultra Box live, and a track called My Sex, which I will not go into anymore, because tonight I'm sort of that overcome with grief and things that we're all changing around. But I'm going to sort of try and keep it straight tonight, which is probably not possible, and just play more music than normal. Another letter which I must read out. I didn't find it. There's a great stack of letters down alongside me which have been hanging around for 2 weeks. This one comes from Paul Lavery of Van Brew Crescent, Anfield in Liverpool, who simply says, "Dear Mike, would you please play me a record on your show, anything, anytime, but preferably something by the Sex Pistols, because they are boss. I always listen to your show, so I decided to write, as I always hear the threats you get sent to you. Bad, are they? I'll write again soon," from Paul. 266 rules. Paul Lavery, thanks a lot for the short note, meow shoe, and I'll try and get something from the Pistols on for you a little later. Also, of course, the one and only Jen has written me about a 12-pager, so I'll be reading clips from that later. She's asked me to read it before 6, as I used to do. Oh, incidentally, while I remember, as from next week when we change the name of the station to RNI, but we do stay on 266, I will be moving from 4 till 6. Following me on both days will be a slobberoo who is standing behind me at the moment. What are you calling yourself, John or Chris?
I haven't decided yet. Chris or John?
Well, his name's Chris Francis, but he might change it to John Francis, because
that's been real.
Because John's more common than Chris, and as he's more common anyway, his real name's John Francis, but he used a phony name before as Chris. So possibly he'll be known as John Francis as from next week. Anyway, that's 6 till 8 on Saturday and Sunday, the John Francis Disco... Oh, no.
I don't think it'll sound.
You're not doing disco both days, are you?
Yes, lots and lots better than this punk crud, isn't it?
Should invoke a few more letters. Right, so from next week, on Saturday and Sunday, I'll be moving forward an hour from 4 o'clock in the afternoon till 6.
Did you get any mail from that our special we did?
I think so, yeah. But I believe we've got some mail at the new mailing address of 71 Asheville.
Oh.
So we haven't picked it up yet, so that'll have to be referred to next week. I'm still reading out letters from 2 weeks ago here. Jennifer, if you're listening, you've asked me to play it early on in the show, so I will do. Played some Bowie earlier for you. I'll read some bits of your letter out. And apologies for not reading all of your letter out from about 3 weeks ago, as you've given me down the banks for not doing so. I'm not annoyed with you at all, as you say. And it's just that you wrote about 15 pages and I could only read about 11 of them out. I just didn't have time to do the rest. So some more of your new letter, or novel, a little later. But to track for you, as I know you like the DKs, and I should possibly be able to get you some material from them along to you pretty soon. Dead Kennedys and the album version of a track called California. Oh, it's all right. I just went off for a minute then. It's only Francis here messing with me plug.
I'm amazed by this new studio.
Oh, it's quite... Oh, yeah, we're in a new studio now as well, which has taken me an awful lot of getting used to. What was I saying? Dead Kennedys, the album version of California Ubarales. Kennedys and the album version of the single that came out a little while back, I think, entitled California Uber.
Station on the airwaves 266 every weekend. Rundown of DJs you'll be hearing today. Following me, Steve Jones, 11 o'clock will be Dash Riffrock. Taking you through till 12.
And we've got a new studio, and it's very unorganised at the moment. Nothing's going right. Nothing seems to be going right anyway. Oh, crikey. Anyway, we'll get on now with Kersal and Flyers, or whatever it's called. I'm leaving the deck as it goes round, and it's Little Does She Know. From 1976. Quite a nice record.